The Knee Greeting by Ross Gay. It's a lot of pressure to nod at every black person you see. That's what I'm thinking, generously sitting on a bench in an alley in Bloomington, between the chocolate shop and farm to table, and across the street from the e-cig store, where the sun warms the brick wall behind me, as a guy I see around town who mostly never acknowledges me walks by, not acknowledging me. In this town, where the population of black people is scant, the labor of acknowledgement is itself scant. There he goes again, sipping his cranberry LaCroix, sunglasses on, paying me no mind. I like his sneakers, red like mine, and thought, maybe in addition to being American phenotypical kin, we might also be consumer kin. What a loss. Though maybe that's not right, and I'm neglecting the significant emotional burden, the emotional labor of needing, of feeling the need, or feeling the mandate, to nod at every black person you pass. Maybe my not kin, mind you, I never expect white people to nod at me, was just rejecting the premise and the mandate. Maybe he didn't see you, you ask. He saw me. Maybe he thought you were Dominican. Same diff. I was recently in Vancouver, where they clearly have some entirely different racial thing going on. All manner of brown types. Some non-brown, too. Though fewer. I'm guessing African-American types. I was just walking around making crude and generalized observations. Forgive me. Anyway, for 2 days, I don't think I negreeted once. Oh, I tried. At the Thai place, where a mixed family's brown infant was babbling and not eating his food, cutely, and his black father, more or less right next to me, mostly never once acknowledged my presence, despite his child not taking his eyes off me, and me making futile, slightly pleading negreeting eyes at him. Maybe Dad was jealous. I doubt it. Anyway, my neighbor's non-negreeting felt in Canada like a non-non. He was eating his Thai food with his family and keeping this beautiful floppy afroed child from sticking a chopstick up his nose. One of my father's favorite stories, and to me, one of his saddest, was when he was working the register at Youngstown and a black customer concluded his order with the word brother. My father replied, "My mother didn't raise any fools." It must have hurt the guy's feelings, because my dad had to pull out his Louisville Slugger to quell the disagreement. So he said, "It hurts my feelings." When I landed back in Denver, bereft of negreetings for my 2 days in Canada, I was immediately negreeted, again and again, 5 times in 10 minutes, which felt comfortable and inviting and true, felt like being held in a way, and seen in a way. My friend Abdel has been writing a book about innocence, and I'm going to co-opt a touch of what he's exploring. Particularly the fact that innocence is an impossible state for black people in America who are, by virtue of this country's fundamental beliefs, always presumed guilty. It's not hard to get this. Read Michelle Alexander's New Jim Crow, or Diva Page's work about hiring practices, showing that black men without a record receive job callbacks at a lower rate than white men previously convicted of felonies, statistics about black kids being expelled from nursery and elementary schools, police killing unarmed black people, sometimes children, and being acquitted. If you're black in this country, you're presumed guilty. Or, to come back to Abdel, who's a school teacher and thinks a lot about children, you're not allowed to be innocent. The eyes and heart of a nation are not avoidable things. The imagination of a country is not an avoidable thing. And the knee greeting, back home, where we are mostly never seen, is a way of witnessing each other's innocence. A way of saying, "I see your innocence." Am I brother not brother ignoring me in his nice red kicks? Maybe he's going a step further. Maybe he's imagining a world. This one street in Bloomington, Indiana, where his unions are not based on deprivation and terror. Not a huddling together. Maybe he's refusing the premise of our uninnocence entirely and so feels no need to negreet. And in this way, proclaims our innocence. Maybe.